Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Fahey to Whitaker and they have Wilfong trapped. The throw over to Leach, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive towards first. Leach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sofield moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball towards right. Engel settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Engel. Gibson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell bunts towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Petrie covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4. And the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4. And the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dave Tobik now pitching. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fahey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Dave Engel. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing right field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Goodwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Rick Leach. John Verhoeven now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fahey hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.